Blog Talk Radio.
Peter Washington, me Dr. Yippie. This is the Lakota Independent Nation State Radio presenting the Lakota Oyate Hour, coming to you from the Pine Ridge Reservation, or otherwise known as the Prisoner of War Camp 344, in the most racist, underhanded, thieving state in the United States, South Dakota. From the United States, by the way, the country that committed genocide on the Lakota and continue to do so. And your host is going to be Chinupa Gluhamani. Now, at this point in history, there is one person that can lead the Lakota out of dormancy and dependency into independence and prosperity. I've known and worked with Chinupa for many years. I've sat and talked with him for hours. I've been to many meetings with him. I know him well. We were in Wounded Knee together. Chinupa Gluhamani has the qualifications, the innate ancient knowledge of the Lakota traditions and culture, spirituality, and language. Chinupa holds the interests of Lakota in priority in all matters concerning Lakota. He don't compromise and he don't back down. He demands equality and equal justice, and the upholding of human rights that affords Lakota the right to remain free and independent as a distinct people under international law. He also understands the current status and affairs of the Lakota, the state of the Lakota. This is Oyate Ota from the Lakota Campaign for Independence. And we could say many things about your host. Make a list as long as my arm. And we'd have to start it on another one. So we're not going to do that. Let's just conclude by saying he was a Wounded Knee veteran. What more do you need to say? Let's welcome Chinupa.
That job is getting heavy things, whether you...
Okay, I see we got Chinupa on the line. Might be busy.
Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I got you. Got you.
All right, man. That was a beautiful introduction. Mitake piakele Chinupa Gluhamani miecha o consula wahiu takena. Tako iwungla kokinie chetke hochi chokle. as Tokel Hill Unkiabsni honey, Lila Ota walk sape you snumpy. Walk naku, you snumpy. Chotrogata kataku kishkong tekile. Wolak hote chetke hitchense ptala on kinazi picte. Latona hook okhansula opkhokte he. Wopila tanka e chichapina etaha. Lechens e wocheke unkakokte na oyate ota. Isha wasloe ki o makinaha etaha. Lechens e ohina zipi. For some of us that don't understand the language, I'm going to start us off with an open prayer, and I also want to recognize my older brother Oyate Ota for taking this opportunity to give us this chance again. And it was a struggle for him getting back on the air, and now we're back to normal operations. And so let's open up the prayer with goodwill and good loving and standings for everybody that's a prayerful people, no matter what nation you're from. So here's our opening prayer, and we thank all of you for tuning in to the Lakota Oyate Hours. Hokahe, opening prayer. Hoheche tchonkashila wakhatchanka kichi maneto. Ampetokile nahahepikile wokie niechetka hochiche. Na unchi makhakia nevchtechpapiku. Unchi lila ota wichozani wokie wichoni takukas hena wana ekiginan kapi. Na ichuha makhashina kiunkokte. Dua hechus e ya hunter unchi
Jumper's already always talking about.
Hena.
111111111.
Woke ye, chichupi. Nechetke. Hena, woke ye, chichupi na etaha. Tua hetches a woglake hunter. Walks up again in the epi. Yachu, lechus and nasik. Natona hookena okusi tipi, techia umpi, o gasket hunker. Hena isha we chunky xiapi. Usha maza. Kiopa anatha gyakoki ena kiksunya bi. No snit kanka lila ota tipi nijana chan nijana taku yutokte ena nijam. Ashi niyashni wocheki kile hiuchichi ena nitho bi. Ekte zishnyo. Kutakya lechese eto ena makha tona huch Makhashina kiunkaki, niechetka, hena yachik teuchi. Nishnala nitru wakhapi kile oluspapi. Nishnala nitru taku hena ichachiapi, nieche yakaza. Nitrusika trokata kia taku, lena iwongla kaki, hutopana, wiaka oyatiki, hena isha woke, hena wichak. Takomani taku kas hena kasni iengte. Hena hechuse oyate chimpi. Chakiksuya po. Wolak hote chetke hochi chiapi. Mati wenishni as le chanupagul hamani mecha hochi chie. Ushima kilo. No oyate kena awan chala kikte. Wakante na wakanke no oyate hena. Hena nit hopi. Na lega ke chanupagul hamani mecha wahiutake na. Wocheke na taki wungla kaki nie chichupi matuwenishni. As lechuse na wasi hohechuse ukiapi ho mitaki. Well, this is what I look like. I had to give that opening statement to all of you, because everybody thinks that we're on Facebook and all of them things, Twitter and all that, and you can see each other. Well, Chanupa, unfortunately, isn't about that. So, again, this is what I look like. Well, I wanted to start off with a controversial issue that came to mind. And I told this guy, Richard. Okay? His name was Richard Murphy. First, he said his name was Richard Melda. So when I start, you know, using my bully pulpit and expressing open, you know, gratitude to man, he told on himself. Now, Richard, I gave you an opportunity to come on the show. Maybe you're that guy that's 111111. Or you might be that same Joe guy out there, man. Has nothing to do with politics and anything in Indian country, but you want to get on the radio show and sabotage it and listen to it and just make a ass out of yourself. But regardless, man, to all these things that go on in Indian country, we Native people deal with it every day. And we, right now as I'm talking, we have a lot of noise in the background. And some of you guys that are tuned in, can you mute your phone so we don't have to hear that? If you got us on speakerphone, mute them. So we don't have that slurring and that echo in the background. So Richard Murphy, we got into it. And he said, we're looking at certain things pertaining to who we are in the real world. And he said, I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Manny, a.k.a. Dennis Dwayne Martin. He did say that. So I said, okay, so I'm Dennis Dwayne Martin. What's your point? He said, why do you always incinerate that we Caucasian people are your worst enemy? And I laughed. You came to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation for what reason? Because there's a need here. And that need is to express what we can do to help you. Yeah, you can't help me. He said, oh, yes, I can. And this is what came out of this. Brian Richard, I told you to get on the show. I said, for us emancipating ourselves and dealing with somebody like you, we saw something in our life that was very detrimental for us to believe in and how it affected us rapidly and otherwise. Now, you said you were God. I laughed at him. He said, hey, don't give me a smirk laugh. I said, hey, man, white boy, don't ever tell this Indian to give you a smirk laugh, man. Fuck you, okay? And I did. I got very, you know, aggressive, and I used cursing language to get him because that's what he wanted to hear. I don't want to get into these calm fashions with these people, but when a man says that he's God, well, I said, I have two of them. Actually, three. I got Sonny Chalks, I got my Big Black, and I got my Puppy Boy. My Puppy Boy and Big Black are sitting in the truck, dude. Now, you talk about God? That's the God, both of them. That's a black God, and that's a black and white God. And he looked at me with dismay. He said, the hell you say? And I said, the hell I'm saying? You call him a dog, right? Well, yeah. You reverse it. Take the D and put it in front of the OG, and you got, what? Dog, right? Yeah. So take the G and put it in front of the OD and move the OD back. What do you got? Oh, God. Thank you. They are the God. They've been here since the beginning of time. And as primitive, these four-legged war, your people bastardized them. Neutralize their rights to be free. You murder them. You do everything. You put chips in them. But you can't greet them with honor and love because they have a life too. And that's the power of God in your terms. Well, yeah, Mr. Chinupa, I'm sorry for calling you that. I said, I don't care. You can call my people been wearing you white sons of bitches' last names and middle names and first names for 530-something odd years. And it still doesn't justify us. It still doesn't prevent your law enforcement, your county and court judges, federal judges, to keep that melanized control over a human race. We lived here in our own country called Turtle Island freely and independently. And when you white people got released from prison, you brought all that evil here. So now I close with this. You said you were Richard Melda. Then you changed it around. Now you're Richard Murphy. Which is it? Because I know Murphys. I can call Mike Murphy right now. I can call my niece, Trezor Murphy. I can call a number of Murphys that I know. Yeah, I am, but I'm not from here. I was invited from some of your council people to come in and take some affirmative action to what your reservation is going through. We didn't create this reservation. Your people did. The tribal government is a ward and acceptance to the federal government. That's it. That's the problem. And because we mention this stuff rapidly and otherwise, we tried to give you that benefit of a doubt. But I will say this. Welcome to Prisoner War Camp 344. Prisoner War Camp? I said, yeah. That's why we all got U numbers, enrollment numbers. That's where the money goes. Goes into the tribal governor's arm. Like that song goes. There's a hole in daddy's arms where all the money goes. The tribal government is that right arm where all the money goes. Vice versa. It's hard talking with you. I said, well, great. I didn't ask you to talk to me. So have a good day on Pine Ridge and do what you got to do. I got some wood to cut and some people to serve. You see me taki epitako chichaki kile. Le washichu kile makhoshion kit hapi timahiu. Non let you say eto ank take. Na haksi we choye. Wokye. Wo ablesi. Wo you pchumte. Taku wok hunki hena aikwaki he yankekde. Na haksi. Na toine hena. Wa unspe kile oyate tchokta hena. We chunkipsi abo kipsni. Na unkosni onku kipsni. Chonko kipsni hata. Hena tagni yo hawk tisni. Ash ye niasni umang hena hechupi. Chalem petuki. Chate washte ogna. Wag lakin kte. Na ha washitu kile techion koku waki he. Tima hiu na ha. Tako hena. Wablezi chetki he yu haki. Lila washtetni mitaki epi. Hena lakota woyuksanki hena epsni. Ashta komeni hena echa kachapi. Ho yukha tako epchekile oteachi echamushni. Nea, Tony. Lila ota hechuse abalezo akte keapi. As ichuha tako lenat hoksa hiupi hanta. Wablezi kile hena. Uma oyatek hena wichaku wokipsi. Heu le chalake se o chichaka. Taku hena yu shnab hata. Iechinka iaktena. Do kyutcha iana wilpchiakte instu kala. Lechus e dua tchoksaki le o spemake. Shablu hakte. Hena hechu yanke. Lila ota hechumpi. Ashi niasni tchokata ke lechus e. Tala on kina zibna. Wable zikilena. Wichunkum yaha. Ipach yaona ha, etaha washitu na tuwekas hina wilpchiapi. ho he yan kik sto mi tak yipi. Astako le tala ki se wag la kiki he. Doni wa shichu ki le yana ha. Dako he no kik khaf ne hechu se eto an kiksli. Ne trusi ka he na yusna hata yipik te. Me tag ne he o apka wa chisni. He na mit khasni, ashi niasni, he na yan kik. Tatako le na yusnapi. Yena hena hechupi. Ashtagni hena iniwa jasni. Ka kiksu yapo mitaki epi. Kiksu yapo. Lena wichocha oganasna. Wak sapekile glunipi. Na ichuha tako hena okitchopi. Hena iwogla kabasna. Koksa. Oganasna yapina. He un tagni. Wakhan ki he aikwake o kifti. Wakhatkha kai honey. We chokhan ki lena unkupi. Ho hena yanke. Asiniasni. Skawi chasena yeska ki lena. Ipach yapina. Wablezi ki he. O spetcha kapcha. Hena insha. Do kirtan yapina. Iwogla kap hechu. As. Hena washtesni. E honey. Oyateki, lila ota wichocha woki, taku hena oispoki, doni hena wiopchapsni. Aswanetu tchoksa, he hiki, lena lechus echumpi, he un, wichasaki leti mahiuna makotion ki tchopi, wakena wogakinte. As he, hena mie wachinsni. Chanot izi, na oyatemi tchoki, oichoki. For some of you that don't understand the language, I can only defend you guys on a certain avenue when it comes to our people, because a majority of our people that look for things in the oral predicaments in life, they don't understand that we, as a once free people, and the people struggling to remain free have a difficult time addressing the different type of momentum and the characteristics that come into a reservation without Benham. It's always somebody that comes in you. Some African brothers came in a while back, and they met with this family up in OCS High School by the name of Tiny Decora. And, you know, they shared what they want with her and whatever. And them individuals decided to ask something of her. They asked her, how do we get in touch with Mr. Chinupa? We are familiar with him because of some brothers of ours out in Detroit, where we're from. Well, he's around someplace. That was the answer they could give him. Well, lo and behold, this brother and sisters that came to South Dakota were invited guests. Black folk, mind you. Black people, okay? They were here. And they were here for a brief part of the new year, and they went home, back to Detroit, Michigan. So, a standard of measure came upon Chinupa. Now, for a lot of you that don't understand the nature's dynamics of how we deal with things in an oral form, irregardless what the circumstance might be, I try to defend the native population as best as I can. And I try to give you that benefit of a doubt. All of you. Because there comes a point in time in our lives that we're going to have to look at things that are important to us. Okay? And those important things have to do with the way our people are going. Okay? They want certain things to go on. They want certain things to deal with in Indian country. And there's a number of it that goes on and on and on, okay? We have death. We have loved ones that, you know, come up, you know, mysteriously missing. Some were brutally murdered by police departments and so forth. But overall, we as a people struggling to remain free, we always run into that backlash of the way America, counties, states, reservation, and federal government does things in a pronunciation. That's the normal policy and procedure. They say that. Okay, so if it's a policy and procedure, all right, even in ancient history, and this is why I always beg to differ with these, you know, issues that come at me. I don't really sit down and try to quantify with them. No. There's a change coming in whatever that is. Some people in the tribal politics know what the future's in because they're relating it to them. You see the scripts of Mr. Donald Trump going through, you know, different things and, you know, whether this guy likes Native people or not, hey, that's him too. That's his prerogative. If he hates us, big deal. I'll hit him back. That's the point. But overall, when people are in an elected position, okay, you have to use your position to destroy what's aimed at us, okay, in a philosophical, you know, standard of the way we deal with things, far and great. And so when I say these things to you and everyone else, I want you to understand that we, as a primitive people, struggling to remain free, still try to hold the system accountable for what's being aimed at us. And that's the political warfare that puts us in a dilemma and is hard to get out of. And a lot of you are so used to that. It's sad, man. It's sad. And I mean, it's sad. So when you look back and you go to how many years have the white man been in our country? Now, this is what, 2024? Excuse me. This is 2024, all right? And they arrived here in 1492. Okay? So that's almost 500 and something odd years they've been in our country. Okay? Then you have what they call all of these tribal entities that were forced upon us through treaties. And I call them tribal entities. All right? Needless to say that from the act of, and I always go to this one because it reminds me of what my grandfather said, the independent structure to the 1840 Act. 1840 Act, okay? So here's the 1840 Act, all right? And this is, again, 2024. Even that piece of understanding that my people have been fighting for is 100 and something odd years old prior to what they forced upon us and when they arrived here in 1492. Okay? Then we go to what? The treaty. We go to all them treaties that people start seeing. But the one before the 1840, okay, 1830-something, all right, is what I aim at all the time, because there was a piece that my grandfather had what reveals itself to the 1840 Act. And that's the momentum of what goes on, how we deal with stuff. Okay? So we take on these understandings more openly. And I ask people to help me find them, but I can't get an understanding of that. But somewhere in the 1800s, early parts of it, the federal court justice made it clear that nothing can be sold or claimed when people already had possession of it. In other words, we were already here. So that 1840 Act, prior to the 1830-something ruling of what these treaties and other obligations were, it shows exactly what my grandpa and them were talking about. So now let's go into what they called, man, the Treaty of 1851, okay? So when you look at that treaty, and then you're looking at what? 2024. Okay? Even that one's 100 and something years old. 1851. First treaty our people never even committed to. So my point that I always try to tell you guys is we have to see things coherently on a different level. And then when you go to the last treaty that people start to look at is the 1868 treaty, Fort Laramie, on April 29th, okay? That too is 150-something odd years old. All of these have a yearly standard and a basis to it, even with the act and what was ruled from the 1830s, people. We should and are openly to our thought process of how we deal with our own existence, our survival, and our future, where it takes us. This is why it's very critical for us to understand fairness and balance. But it's still a world and a country run by men. It's patrilineal, and it's very much patriarchal. Patrilineal and patriarchal. Think about it. Where the women no longer wear a dress, like my mom and Grandma Cecilia and them, many others that still have. They're wearing pants because the white man is dominating you as a people struggling to remain free. And the only time you do wear a dress is at beating the drum time, the so-called powwow, and the sacred Sundance. Today you see people out there in the year 2024, masquerading with these skirts that are all, you know, mesmerizing the rainbow. They're ribbon-sized skirts that go around everyone. And these women are walking around there like, you know, shit. That, I mean, I don't care what you wear. That doesn't make you Indian to me. And that's my opinion. And I'm opinionated. I can defend that. And I see them out there. Wherever I go, they're all wearing those ribbon skirts. They haven't cleaned up their backyard. They still don't have that versified attitude to represent themselves as grandmas did in the time of all the great things we have accomplished. Great things that we have accomplished. And when they're all in that mode, they claim this new breed of the so-called people of color children failed us. Why? Because they're all smoking weed. District of Columbia started it there, and they went elsewhere to other states to make it legal. Now the reservations are doing it. Kids don't have no honor, have no respect. They don't know what love is. And they sure in the hell are giving their life away to drugs and alcohol. Our point. That's the failure of who we are and what we're becoming. We're becoming a thing and a people of the past. That's what they believe. They believe that. But I always have this theory and this understanding that I stand with. People can say, I trust you. And then I turn around and say, well, I beg to differ. I don't trust you. Well, how come you don't trust me? Because distrust is stronger than trust itself. Now, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, you don't have to listen to what I'm saying. You don't even have to hear what I'm saying. But I said it. So if I don't trust you, I mean that. And if you trust me, I don't see it. That's the difference. And that's what we're up against today. And these are things that are affecting our people's conscience. Lo and behold, this is what you wanted. You wanted this capitalistic to control to impose whatever they have on you. So I've shared what I could in an open and humble manner. And that guy, that Richard Murphy, I told him to come on because I was going to call my niece and I was going to call a fellow musician friend of mine, Michael Murphy and Treasure Murphy. And this punk, man, he's here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and God only knows, I will say that, God only knows why he's here and when he's going to leave. Every time a white man or anybody is brought in, they get something for themselves and they take off. That's the problem. That's our failure because we're not saying no to them. So here we are. On January 20th, 2024 in our radio show, the Lakota Oyate Hours. I'm going to turn it up and give it to you guys to come on in. This time we're going to start it off with a bang at 7:38 our time. So Oyate, open the phone lines and call them in. And thank you for listening to my diatribe that I got out to you. So go right ahead.
Okay, well, there's one number. I don't know who it is. It's 605-2844. Can you introduce yourself?
Oh, Dr. KP. Kashuka Kitse Macha, oh, Hinupo Yate. Up here on the Giant River.
All right, man. Come on in,
good
man.
To hear you. Good to hear your diatribe there, Chanupa. Right on, man. So this is who I am, Dr. KP.
If you have anything to add on to the show, go right ahead, man. We're all ears.
Well, you know, bro, it's something we've been fighting against for a long time here. But the main thing I wanted to say about this this BIA and this tribe, you know, we need to take these people back to court. We need a it's just terrible around here, man. I mean, that's all over, you know. But that's one of the main things that I think needs to happen as a person that has some type of legal mind, you know, and been involved in the legal battle inside prison here in South Dakota. You know, we set precedent law here when all the movement people came through and we were in there. So we done some good inside that prison against the racism, you know. But that's one of the things that we need to put together as a legal team here, I think. And that's my number right here. Anybody can contact me. I'm all for filing a lawsuit against the borough and the tribe. And we can sue the tribe, you know. And we need to do this and put out the massive propaganda or publicity when this happens. We need, you know, these people, man, they're just going along like ain't nothing's happening, you know. But so that's kind of my idea on the whole deal with that aspect of the IRA. You know. Well,
what was your name again?
That's beautiful.
What was your name again?
My name is Buck Scoutsman.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, brother. I appreciate that, man. You know, that onside of what people are sharing with us from different perspectives on the reservation. You know, here's Buck calling from the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation, you know, the good water over there. And they're dealing with something that is very critical and can be dealt with if we take that approach. And I've shared this on many radio shows we had, past and present, try to get everybody, you know, particularly inclined to that, to take a look at where we're going, take a look at what our future holds, and why we're taking this approach to hold the system accountable. Because we're not going to be doing it overnight. It will get done, though. And, you know, I'm seeing things change in orally behavior in Indian country. I'm watching it change. And for what it is, it's creating something that people that are Lakota are taking a different approach to hold the area above them. Okay? No, God-given, utmost honor to it. I'm watching this happen, unfold in front of my eyes, okay? Look, the good way to put it is to take this understanding very rapidly this way. My grandpa has always gave us some onsight, even when we were in the knee, you know, when we were standing up and taking arms against the system. All right? We went in there because a lot of our people were victims. A lot of our people were being, you know, misrepresented. A lot of our people were being swindled through the BIA and all this other crap. And we made it accountable for what we believed in as a people. And here we are today in the year 2024 not taking that same approach like our ancestors did. Talk about it. We tried to share this other understanding to it. But let's look at this way. And I mean, look at this way. If you look at oneself as the energy flows within your life way, okay? Chokatakya. Okay? And that's true, whether you like to hear it or not. The reason I say it in the language is because we have to look at ourselves inward to figure out what's the most important piece of understanding that we can change to help our people get out of dormancy and make it rapidly grow Because, yes, we need a federal lawsuit against the BIA. Not only them, even the tribal council. These are things that are hurting us. And if we do this, we got to do this with some real enthusiastic willpower and say we're not going to back down. I'm for all these things. I have a special attorney named Mark Faggart out of Texas willing to take this case on. But because the weather, you know, is prohibiting to be kind of up and up, we haven't had that opportunity to get him to come here. But he is. He guaranteed that he's coming to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation at his own expense. You see, that's what somebody was questioning a while back. And I hope these callers that are calling in can see the big picture. It's not what you know. It's who you know. And these are people trying to help us help the rest of you get out of dormancy. When you're in a predicament of 344, the prisoner of war camps, you're limited on what you can express and say. Well, I say it every way. Every way that I can think of, I say it. Because I mean it. I live it. And that's the hard part. People call the cops on you. They threaten you. They want to shoot you. They want to kill you, take your life. Hey, go ahead. Do it. That shows me and tells me that you're afraid what we're doing to help you get out of dormancy. That's what's happening. And so you make those remarks, you know, hey, man, I'll get a bunch of guys who will come look for you. Well, come on, then. You know where I live. You always say this. Then when I counterattacked that same kind of threat, that's where you sons of bitches, man, get the law enforcement. And even them fuckers, I ain't scared of them. And when they come to see Chinupa, it's not one cop. It's almost 10, 15 of them fuckers. Don't forget, I took one of them fuckers out. And that's why I went to prison. And I ain't afraid to say it. I live it. I've been in that incarceration of the mindset and human body. I don't wish that for anybody. But if you people have a heart to do what I do and you can face it like that, hey, there are people still in there, brothers and sisters, young and old. Some even die in there. And they send them home, man. And when the human body is incarcerated and he's dead, he or she, you know what that fucking white man does? I'm going to tell you guys this. Listen to it. You all talk all this shit, you run wild. But when your loved one dies inside of a, you know, colonial prison camp created by the white man, all right? They even put handcuffs and shackles on that dead body, man. This is why I urge a lot of you, when you get mad at that fucker. That's what that fucker does. Knowing that he killed you in there, he still put restraints on you. My God, that fucking white man. Boy, I hate that fucker, man. That's what he does. The same way when you're out here in the free world, he embalmed your ass. Makes your body rock hard. Fuck that. Fuck that, man. And it's going to take people that have a mindset.
Well, now, who's going to take?
Yeah, all of you want to come on or want to talk, I told you guys to come on. I was going to cut the show early. If you're listening, we only heard one caller. So come on in, man. Come on.
Ah. Tukai, yeah, let's just say, yeah, oh, like, hey, we're talking. Lakota, Kukaya, Nakulia, from Hub. Nakulia, Gaga, Gile, Honi, and Gixia, the Ashley Pogo, which has an area. Nachan Kawi, Chasha, and Mother's Kawan, Kakile, and Wuapi, Wana Kapile. Lay one up, do it, need to wear who? Tukai, loving the who?
It's just a Yugan Techa. We shot up there. Well, content took out, let's just say, who ya for? Uncle. This is new. Let's just do it alone.
If there's more callers to add on to what we're talking about, it's your show. You can talk about anything, but, you know, make it clear so we can all understand. Come on in. There's another caller out there on the line. Come on in, man.
Well, there was a 111 caller. He dropped out, and then he came back on and dropped out again. Who is that, Sanupa?
I couldn't tell you. I know that this guy named Joe. I had Rachel and a bunch of other ones. You know,
he's back
investigate that guy.
He's back on again. You want me to give him the mic?
Yeah, give him the mic. If he wants to talk, man, come on in, man.
Okay, here we go. 111.
Hello.
Hello.
Can anybody hear me?
We can hear you.
111.
Okay.
Introduce yourself. Who are you?
Is this 111? Introduce yourself.
This is Hap Marshall.
No, we want
on a
111
number.
No, we
want 111 on right now. Hold it, Hap.
Okay.
111. Introduce yourself.
Well, Bryce was on a little bit ago, and he just had to go to the stand.
Okay,
yeah,
111. I'm giving you 111. I'm giving you one chance to introduce yourself, or I'm going to cut you off. Okay, you're
on.
Yeah,
he was going to hand me his phone, and I.
111. He's gone.
Okay, all right, good. Hap. All right, Hap, go ahead. Take it away, man.
Go ahead, Hap.
Hap, you still with us? That sure didn't sound like Hap. Bryce, is he still on? Conchi, are you still on with us?
He's coming on.
Okay, have Hap come on the show, man. Call him.
He'll be on here shortly. Let him call back in.
Okay.
111, over.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I just wanted to say a little bit about our dysfunctional government around here. And it seems to me that we got a radio that's in very good condition. In fact, it's brand new. I do not know why our government cannot have Standing Rock does it, has their council session broadcasted, where we all on Chine River can hear what's going on. They also have these executive sessions. Why? It's a cover-up for something. That's the only reason I could think of. And I get a little tired of that when they kick everybody out of this little area they call council room, because it's a motel conference room. It's not very big. It just holds a few people. And they had a lot of money come through this reservation. And no tribal office. There's no tribal office here. Then we got a guy that's sitting on a treasurer's pile of money, our money. And he acts like that belongs to him. I don't know if these guys are scared of him or what. But, you know, these are white man's babies here. I read someplace down the line, he must have threw that out too. But the white man's babies have no, you know, they have no business here, period. You know, they don't have no rights at all. You see them even in council, they're in council now. So here's a blonde sitting there, kind of a blonde toad, and she kind of controls the whole outfit. You know, and I don't understand that. You know, there's such a thing as, you know, we brought up our children, our grandchildren. Let's put it this way. We the grandmas and lalas brought up our grandchildren. Be respectful. I've seen it. I raised four of them. They were just little. They're still little. But the oldest one came here when she was six. She left here when she was 16. She's in Bismarck now. Very good kids. But now she's kind of used the F word. No respect for the elderly. We didn't do that at home when I was being brought up. That was a no-no. You didn't swear like that in front of the elderly. You know, if the elderly was standing and you were sitting, my father would just look at me like, you get out of that chair, I'll take you out. You know, I just learned that. It stayed with me, and I'm still that way. I'm 80-some years old. But there's a lot of wrong here. Our tribe seems to give them a full authority. You know, sure, we got law enforcement, but I see a lot of drunks being drug off. But, you know, that should be a citizen's arrest, really, save these cops from doing all that stuff. I can just take duct tape and tie them up right there where they're at, throw them in a corner of a warm place and let them sleep it off, save the tribe a lot of money. But... there's a payment coming out. You know, this, every tribal member that's got an enrollment number should get an equal share of that money. That divvying here and there is just BS. You know, there's a lot of Unshikas here on this reservation. You know, we need to stop and think about this. Damn it. I don't know why it's that way, but, you know, just like I said, this treasure, he acts like that money's his. We got a BIA mama over there acting like she got a big say in this. That money belongs to the people. There's a lot of money that comes through here, but I got a list of the council members that took money from that ice storm during 96 and 97. Now, that's FEMA money. That's government money. Over $1,000, and I could show you an article I just picked up today where anything, $1,000, you'll be on your way to the pen. That's not the council we're talking about, but individuals, tribal members, and these councilmen are no better. And but now... they're getting $5,000 a month. My God. You know, they don't need that. And then they raise the prices of groceries. But when's that going to stop, all this BS? But I just feel that I'm not the only one. Like I said, there's young people that are kind of, they both work. And they're still behind because of the high prices here, you know. The lack of housing, you know. But it's gotta come to an end. I hate that one now. When I see my I call them my grandkids. They are my grandkids, but they're in reality they're not. But they'll never know that. I mean, but the thing is, I see that in them disrespect are coming out of them. They get out there and the real world, And it's not good because there's a lot of our rules and regulations went out the door. All this BS that's come down the line and affects our people that eat little ones. They have no idea some of the words they use, how it affects these our people and older people, you know. But that's just a gripe for the evening. Now, just feel that, you know, we need to the parents need to stay home once in a while and maybe hug their kids. I know I got a boy that's 40 years old and he's not doing very well in the real world, you know. That's because I had to work to support my kids, I guess. I don't know. We all do. What I'm talking about is I was a single parent, and single parents don't do very well, I don't think, but it's me. But I just feel that our people are, well, we all are, Unshikas. We come from way down the line where our history of our people on lived on in a rough way of life, the worst. But we're here. We're still alive. We're gonna continue living. But when we got something that belongs to us, like the Black Hills, damn it, that's a bad subject with me because the Black Hills belong to us. Paul and Grandma told me this years and years and years ago. Damn it, and if those Black Hills are sold by Mexicans, they better start running because that shouldn't happen. That tells me our education is out the door. When these Mexicans like Borland and whatever, Gonzalez or whatever the hell his name is, that sold the Black Hills, if he did, I just don't think so, but a lot of people are saying that's true, that they sold it. But what are we doing? We got to get a hold of these guys. I'd like to know, is the Black Hills ours or what? So anyway, that's kind of, I better shut up before I get hammered, you know. But anyway, I just want to, I better just sit back here and listen to you young guys. All right?
All right, we appreciate that, man. That's us. He starts, hold on, this young man here, I call him a young man even though he's our elder. Listen, yeah. He makes an interesting point, okay? He makes an interesting point about all these people that said the Black Hills are sold. And I go back to what I said from the early parts of the 1830s to the Territorial Boundary Act of the 1840s, then going back to the Treaty of 1851, and then the recently one that everyone's all deeming it, the 1868. I look at them. And I look at them with this type of power, okay, this understanding. As long as you're the type of person that says this land was sold, let's see the paperwork on it. See, because you can't sell it. There's a quiet title to it. Again. It goes back to that. And all of these written issues that the federal government made with the indigenous people on Turtle Island, there is no way in hell. But see, that's the mindset of people today. Just like, you know, he starts, Kotko told us about how he feels. And so, and then you got the tribal governments being hush-hush, doing all this. One of the things I always question, I question this rapidly, okay? I went out to the East Coast and saw a lot of tribes that ain't even there no more. They're all watered down. They're like a bag of Kool-Aid. Just add water and change color. My point that I was out there looking at this, and in certain tribes they say, hey, I'm an elder, and this elder was 42 years old. They're casino Indians, okay? So in Lakota territory, the white man's elders start off in 55 and so forth. Our people, we don't care who's an elder because our mindset is different. It's what we know and what they don't know. That's the thing. So going back to all of these stuff that go on in ancient times, we have never, ever figured out who did this on the said reservation to open up the enrollment. And when you did find out who it was that opened up this enrollment, why wasn't the people in any said reservation speaking on it? Whether it's the Looking Horse Brothers, whether it's whoever. Down here we had Oliver Red Cloud and all the grassroots people and the Gray Eagles. If something wrong stepped up, they called us in to come in. Then we had the warrior societies like Strong Art. We get up there and take it on. And the Kit Foxes, the Tokalas. We stand up and we get it on with them. That's how we do it here on Pine Ridge. But that's why I always try to figure this out all the time. Who opened the reservation to that? Well, these guys like, you know, I seen them before. I seen this Teckler and this Tuffy Thompson. I seen them all. I saw them with my own eyes. White guys. I seen this. And I'm like, what the hell are they doing on your tribal government? And then that lady, he starts talking about, I saw her when I was up there. And that kid, I'm still trying to find out, that kid that's under tribal government, that, what's his name? That LeBeau, that Raymond LeBeau. I was told from some of the tribal members that that guy used to be affiliated with a gang.
Yep.
Hurting people, hurting all the tribal people on that reservation. My God, come on, you guys, man. Step up. Fight the problem. Hey, I took them on down here in Pine Ridge. And if they wanted to get ugly, I got ugly. That's the norm. But here we are in the year, January 20th, 2024, looking for this way to hold things accountable. Now, I know this from a philosophical standard of looking at what's happening today. When you're a politician, you can talk and talk and talk and talk, okay? When you're a politician. Man, them sons of bitches will talk you to death, man. Because I've been there out there in D.C. and watched them talk you to death. Man, they can talk. But that's the white man. So that white man allows you to talk. You don't need. And then they'll turn around and say, hey, you Indians, man, talk too much. Well, where did we learn that from? We learned that from your white devil.
Didn't call him back.
So this is what we see happening. But let's go back to that same. Let's go back to that same.
Well,
let's go back to the same norm that happens in any said reservation. Who opened up your enrollment to let these white guys get in?
Let's teach one constitution. We got it, man. We'll bring in Deb Allen to give us that realty and commodity, man. That's what everybody has to understand.
We hear Bryce in the background. You want to add on to the show? Come on in, man.
Yeah, stay there. Get on there, Bryce.
These cowboys want me on. I guess I could be an Indian.
I speak English
and I speak Lakota.
So I got the
two world views on what's going on. And then February 2nd, 2019. We put two maps up. One of them, Xavier, and genocide in 1889, just before Wounded Knee. 1887, they wanted some of that.
Weapons, big bayonets, guns, and artillery. That's how they negotiated with our people here. 1876, 1877. Hey, Bryce, we can hear you echoing. You're talking, but it's echoing in the background, Bryce. We can barely hear what you're saying.
Turn it off.
Take your speaker off.
Okay. All right. The techno, so we got it now. No help. No help in the room, man. One thing nobody's talking about, these Pogovich house and these tribal governments, is what they've done to the mankind, which is bioweapon deployment. Nobody wants to talk about it, but it's being talked about now. We have to come up with a position on our Makocha, the safe zone. No nukes, no bio, no chemical weapons. So it's good to have that background. As you understand, they even guarded these weapons of mass destruction, they call them. And now that the British is in there now, you hear Israel, British, America, that they're bombing and killing. And these are foretold. You know? Even the Tikhon out, they were warned 4 years ago for what's coming this year into that Oval Office. Nobody's going to hear this. Those words apply to all of us. Because the signs and the messages are very, very clear and present and dangerous. So now, like our grandfathers, not too long ago, they faced eye to eye with this devil. And the devil's power in their hands. They committed all those atrocities that they're still continuing today. And that element of the root of all evil, we need to get to the root of all these problems. If you have council reps that don't understand these clear and present dangers, I'm asking, who are they? Because us guys that speak Lakota, we're not godless. We're not heartless. You know, and you got to make a choice now. Like there's only two choices, and there always has been only two choices for man. And for us men, we have to look through the eyes of our company. No easy task. But you have to do that every step and breath you take. That's why the old guys, like my dad, and I said, I'll call you so company, I'll take you to the room. I'll go to your left. Only our company can see our culture. That was that generation of the original people here and how they thought about taking every step on our Mother Earth to remember what comes. That's our way of life. And we come down to Humblecha, Onikaga, purification, Humblechiapi. That's where all these young boys need to go. Humblechiapi. Onikaga, Humblechiapi. And this Mother Scotula from the 51-1840, these maps, we got to define that. It's been done. The medicine bombs are done. So we need to take over that BIA land up and mapping. That belongs to us. It's our land. Lakon lapikele, ma kantanka chokaya. Hechisen, ugakam, na ugoyap.
Na chanu poha. Ekchise ekchisa mana. Tuai uta. Mana le prisoner of war camps ki le. The military Delta techniques that are used against mankind more than ever right now. They're directing these weapons upon mankind's brain. We have our Space Force out there. They were scared of World War III. Getting started by hackers. Hackers. That's what the world we're living in now. Our people, the old dealers said they can stop this stuff that's coming. It's evil when they brought it. They brought it here. They're spreading all over this planet now. They deployed this bioweapon that's going through me right now. And we have medicine to kill it, like back in that First World War, the Spanish flu that the soldiers brought back. Bioweapon, chemical warfare, World War I. And now, same thing again, but more advanced. Now it's global. They can strike anytime, anywhere. So what's our position? What's our position, you know? Because it's clear that we have one, but how come our men aren't standing up now and understanding these clear and present dangers that our elders laid down? Their lives, man. Protecting their family from this beast, this monster that's devouring itself now. He's going to eat himself up. Let him die. Let that Wakanshita die. We chopped it, bitch. That Wakanshita. What's that? Chopped off, bitch. That's just a hoi up then. Wakanshita. Hoi up. Joy hoi up. Joy with y'all up. Joy nojip de. Whoa. Doka. Doka.
Oh, yeah, this is some more callers on the show.
Yeah, we got a New York caller, 49.
Come on in.
38.
Area code?
914.
Come on, 914.
Okay, with that 111, he dropped out again. That's a national security number. Somebody from the Fed, I guess. Anyway, oh, 762.
Come on, brothers.
914 dropped off, so 918-0762, is that Rachel? Come on in.
Yeah, I'm here.
Rich?
I just think that all this evilness that's out here, that's on the reservations, government out here, government on the reservations, it all itself is going to collapse and take care of itself. These people are fighting themselves. They're getting the people to fight each other out here. We know what exists on the reservations. It's all going to collapse. They ran this system to the point it stressed itself. It can't hardly function no more. And like I said, when that white man's government goes, so will tribal governments. This country is going to go into chaos. It's already there, but it's going to go into more chaos. And what people better get ready to do is, You're out here. You better be ready to fight these freaking rats, because when they They're ready to lose their shit. There's people out here that's saying they're waiting for that truck to give the go. Because they want to go out here, they're ready to kill. But this whole country is about ready to burst. It's about ready to burst around the world. And the way I see it, maybe that's got to happen. And individually, people got to be prepared for it. Either you can sit down, ignore it, and hope that people don't come around and try to kill you, or you can fight them. But these white people are losing their minds. Even the rich people. This whole system of this country is collapsing. Me, I like to see. I could go up to the outside of the woods and just watch these white people start killing each other, watch everything collapse, and hope when the smoke clears away from their chaotic, disruptive violence starts. They want a civil war. They want a 1776. Let them. Find somewhere to go to sit back and watch these people kill each other off because they're crazy. They're crazy. Their system's crazy. They argue. They can't accomplish nothing. And I think the best thing we can do is let these systems collapse. And when all these people are sitting, they may have a throne to sit on, but they got nothing to back them up no more. What are they going to do? They got to die out. And I think it's to the point that independence starts all over again. You gotta let these white people kill themselves. They're on the verge. Let them do it. They came over here. They started out, and they've reached basically their capacity of their mentality, their being itself. But they don't even know what to do. The only thing they want to do out here is kill. Hey, let's pull to the woods and watch them kill each other. Watch their system collapse. I think that's the only thing that's got to happen. That's all I got to say for tonight.
Oyate. Hello?
Yeah.
Did Rachel get off?
Yeah, wait a minute, hold on. No, she's still there. I don't know what happened.
Nobody wants to talk no more? Come on, people, we want to hear from you. You heard a number of brothers and sisters talking about what they want done, for their tribal governments and whatnot. You have this 111 caller calling in to listen to the show. Keeps calling in, dropping, keeps calling in, dropping. You know, they're monitoring your guys' phones all the time, man. But that's New World Order.
Yeah, you got to look up there because they got this weapon. They call it Lucifer, Russian.
I don't care about any of that shit, man.
They can strike where you're sitting at right now.
Yeah, they could do anything they want to do.
Just
in
like
their
bioweapon. This bioweapon. You know, what's the solution, man? What's the solution? We have a solution for all of these right now.
Okay, here's the Lakota solution, okay? This is the Lakota solution. Quit buying into the white man's technology and all this shit that's going on in this country today. This is what killed our people, past and present. It's their technology is what destroyed our people, within and without. You see, that's the hard part. The answer is quit going in that direction. Quit. If Deb Haaland was going to do something in D.C., she should have done it already. The hardship is us. We're facing stuff every day. We're facing stuff every day, man. And
well,
we keep, rather than going forward,
to train every one of our men and women here, to train them,
we,
to take money to create jobs for every one of them.
When we go forward,
right now,
everything.
Meth and alcohol are doing a big damage on these young guys.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
guys.
Who created that shit?
We were warned in 2012.
The law enforcement that people have.
The Lakota that this mess was coming. It's going to be. It's going to
kill the law enforcement on these reservations nationwide.
Nobody's listening. That's why, you know.
Nobody is.
No solution.
Nobody is paying attention that our own people are doing it within. Okay? They're doing it within. All of this stuff that's coming in is because our people are doing it.
We need to
they found a way to make money, so they're doing this. They're bringing it in, okay?
All right. Everybody's
awake,
you know.
We know all that stuff. We know all that.
And the blockage is
the problem.
I don't think they believe in the great mission.
We have to take it down from the inside, and that's where it comes. The inside. We've been saying this. See, we've been talking about. Listen, there was one piece that I remember in that proclamation of Indigenous people back in 2022, okay? The pieces that I was looking at back then, and I can't quote of it, but I remember.
You got to have the guts to make it happen now, because our men...
Yeah, why couldn't we do that 10 years ago? Why couldn't we do it 10 years ago? Why couldn't we do it 10 years ago? Why now? Why couldn't we do it 10 years ago? Why in the hell couldn't
we
do it 10 years ago? Why couldn't we do it 10 years ago? 10 years ago, why couldn't we? It has nothing to do with being
united.
If people are in
the
power, if people are in power in the tribal
government,
okay?
It doesn't belong to us.
If the people were in power in the tribal government, why couldn't that do it? Right there. Right that. Right there.
That's a lie. Yes, we live a lie, even on the radio. That's not who we are. The Pope and those devils.
Right there.
All
10 years ago.
Us, man.
10 years
you know,
ago. We'll
throw something out there, and they take it every time, laughing at us, trying to
yes, yes,
tribes.
Yes, we know
shameful
that. We know that.
Shameful. What's
we
happening
do that.
To our elders and the babies there?
So,
it's shameful.
So,
no
10 years ago.
Our leaders were spiritual leaders. Where are they at?
Okay, so they're spirit. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Where are the spiritual leaders? Where's all those spiritual leaders? Where's the Overlooking Horse? Where's Manny Ironhawk? Where's all them guys? See? All of these guys. They're waiting for another meeting to go on in Rapid City so they get per diem. That's what's happening. But what I'm saying is, okay, so everybody is trying to focus on getting Deb Haaland out here. Okay. Whether she comes, I could care less. But the point that I remember...
There's a document of the 1868 treaty violations from 2001 from the Tituanoyate Treaty Council. Those guys passed on that document there. That's one issue. And she knows what's going on over here. That has to end now from the system that doesn't belong to us. It's been forced on us, and it's the system of the devil. That's how these old dealers talk. Lakota,
okay.
Studying the Bible.
All them old dealers, and now I hear it from you talking about
right, eight commissioners,
talking about getting Deb Haaland. All right.
Peace commissioners.
Okay, I understand that. Now you're sounding like a politician. So listen.
Goodman,
so here's what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to do. You understand, okay? Because maybe you're not seeing
four
it.
Four generals, they started that. So the other three.
All of this stuff that goes on, even when they had that... That standing rock fight over the water, okay?
Save the man.
So here's the thing that I'm trying to get across to you. On the Proclamation of Indigenous People on 2022, I believe, okay? There was certain language specifically spelled out on that. And one of them was aimed at Deb Haaland. And in that it said something like the tribal nations. Okay, they were making this decision by her administration to take a look at tribal sovereignties, behavior that was affecting tribal councils' behavior. So within all that, Deb Haaland's name was brought into that. The White House specified that. Okay, so they appointed Deb Haaland to be the Secretary of Interior. So being the Secretary of Interior, the first thing that she had to do was take a look at the issues that belonged to Native people. So here we are in 2004, and her being in tone back then with Biden when she got in, what has occurred? Nothing. That's the point that I always say all the time. And people go to D.C. Many, I went there, past and present. But I stay away from these courses. Okay, so if we do it, man, like we're always saying we want to do, stick to Lakota's point of view. Okay? If we stick to the Lakota's point of view, then we want these guys gone that are taking up enrollment in our reservations. How do we do that? When we're in power in a tribal government, how do we do that? I'm not in power in a tribal government. Nah. How do we do that on the tribal government?
I got people muted out right now.
What's that?
I got people muted out right now. The mics are muted because there's too much interruption. So anyway.
Yeah, because they want to argue at some. Look, 10, 15 years ago, every tribal government was seeing something and doing something illegal. This is 2024. Well, why in the hell weren't you doing it 15 to 20 years ago? That's my point. Well, I will say this. Maybe that 111 number got to those guys. They didn't get to me, man. I'll never let that happen. There's what they call an international status when it comes to treaties when they're being made, okay? And because that colonized mindset through governments, my people, the indigenous people, okay, way back in the 1900s, there were some issues created about that, okay? It was the EMRIP, all right? So the U.S. expert of mechanisms on indigenous people's rights back then, that's what they call it, that EMRIP, okay? They were taking note and looking at what goes on. A lot of people, past and present, wanted to know why we are still caught in that same boat. It's because our own people are becoming our worst enemy. We won't lift ourselves up to go after them. A tribal government is a tribal government. A treaty government is a treaty government. A treaty tribe is a treaty tribe. And the list goes on and on. But the original declarations on our treaty people want to talk and they get mad at certain things and what, but they don't look at the big picture. What does the indigenous people on Turtle Island really want? What do we want? Because if it's nothing more than fighting with each other, thinking, oh, all this and all that, we're never going to get ahead if we're not going to do it free and independently. And you have to unilateral withdraw. But you like your bread and butter. You like your bologna sandwich. You like that mayonnaise to spread on it. My point. So when they come out with this, the United Nations is UNDRIP or UNIDRIP, whatever you want to call it, these things were aimed to try to help our people get out of dormancy. But there's certain language in those groups that were illustrated in them titles and so forth. So one has to question these when they get mad and yell around and whatnot. We all want to do something tonight. Who let the white man in your tribal government? That goddamn IRA government did it through its superintendent and on down the line. That's our point. And it's only getting worse. Only now we want to call upon somebody. Well, I beg to differ. These are the things that we talk about from the treaty people past and present. And there's only a few of us today. We go back to all these illustrations that went on, past and present. But nobody's blaming the white man, the United States government. It's like the black people. The black people are talking about reparations. They want money. Well, first of all, excuse me. First of all, if you go to reparations, black folk, number one, tell that white man to give you your land back. Number one, if you have your land back, you can say something. But you're living in a country with no land. They promised you guys 40 acres in the mill. And that 40 acres in the mill is dog food today. But they can't give you some land that don't belong to you. You don't belong here. You belong across the water. And you're crying for reparations. Reparations ain't going to fix it. You guys are just going to turn around and buy more Cadillac cars and all them other stuff that you guys like in the tire of a white man. Indian people are trying to get out of dormancy. They can't. Our ancient ones told us, past and present, to stand up and free your people. And every time we try to go to bat with that, people take off. And I don't care how many people take off. If they don't want to be free, die then. We got scores and scores of killings every day, every second, every moment, every hour, every minute. But nobody talks about that. We're still talking about getting Deb Haaland out of here and many other stuff. What's she going to do? That's the tribal government's perspective. The federal government said this to us, and I'm going to quote it. We don't listen to people that are not part of an IRA government. They said that in Washington, D.C. Okay. So we unilaterally got away from them. But when you go back to the First World War, the Second World War, and all them wars since then, they created something. They created sickness over and over and over. And they're brewing another one. We know that. We watch them. And the hard part is our people fight each other for something that they have in their possession. They have it. Even they don't know how to make it work. They don't. Ten to 15 years ago, if we were in the tribal government's position as a councilman, representative, whatever, we would have been aiming at stuff like that, but no. That you can't bring that kind of criteria to the form of a council. It's prohibited. So there's separate groups. There's treaty groups. There's all of this. It's just like back in the days. And we're getting at the top of the hour to close the show. Back in the days, you had ancient warrior societies that are still here. Provisional warrior societies. Strongheart, Kid Fox, list goes on and on. Then at the turn of the history, when the 1900s got here, our people went underground to get away from them dictating our responsibility as being who we were and who we are today. We had to take our ceremonial rituals away from the public eye. Our Lowampis, Uweepis, all of them, we had to put blankets and stuff, cover the doors and windows, have ceremonies in dark time. Cross breeding the free ability, the free thinking, the independent structure, okay? Then, now the sacred pipe is everywhere. White man has them in his possession because all of our spiritual leaders are giving it to them. And they keep running from the responsibility on the tribal government's behavior. They run. Whatever. Formulate Sundances all over the goddamn place. And yet, our people are still trying to get recognition. For what? They gave you citizenship back in 1920-something. Then they forced the Indian Reorganization Act of 34 upon you. Then they moved that again. And they removed the kids from us again, again, again. All of these have a discrepancy. 1978, Indian Child Welfare Act was born. But nobody's talking about the incarceration weight of our people being locked up, male and female. But we're still playing with this sacred pipe, bitching and complaining. Oh, we want the money. Fuck the white man. You cannot ask somebody anything that you can do for yourself. And that's freedom and independence. You can. But you keep dictating that responsibility. You're fucking scared, man. If you believe in that sacred pipe, the pipe will protect you. Don't be yelling about it. That's what's happening. The Strongheart Dog Soldiers, the Kid Foxes, and many other ancient warrior societies are still here. Then the New Breed came along. At the same time, while these Dog Soldiers and Kid Foxes were around, the Ku Klux Klan was formed back in the 1800s, and they're still around. Then the New Breed came about, the Black Panthers, the Brown Berets, the American Indian Movement, okay? So all of them come about today. What are they doing? What is AIM doing? What is the Panthers doing? What is the Brown Berets doing? What's Strongheart doing? We're still serving our people. Food, wood, everything. Kid Foxes, what are they doing? They're fucking getting stoned, man. Stoned. Smoking dope every day. What is AIM doing? The same thing. What is the Brown Berets doing? Same thing. What is the Black Panther Party? Same thing, doing the same thing. But you go back to the Strongheart Warrior Society and these Kid Foxes and the Ku Klux Klan, somebody is still wearing those suits while you're all stoned. We become our worst enemy because we keep wanting something from that white man. That white man isn't going to give you freedom. He's not going to give you independence. You got to take them and be accountable for yourself. Our ancestors done it that way. But that trickery of that white devil, you can gripe at it, say it, We've been bearing that white man's name so goddamn long, he can't even protect you using that name. We know about their technology. They got homing and devices everywhere. You go out on the East Coast, it's under surveillance. There's mine towers everywhere. There's satellites in space that have a homing device that zooms in on you. And you guys still like it. You want technology all the time. And while your people go without, you're stealing money in the name of our enrollment number. And I asked that question. You've been in politics for 10 to 15, 20 years. What in the fuck did you do to stop your people from letting them white men come in? What in the fuck were you doing? You all like it. Don't play Indian with me. People hurt. We have feelings. We have compassion. People are dying every day because they're hungry. They have no resources. They have nothing. but yet we're still a praying people. We let our anger get best of us. We run. Can't you see it? Can't you open up your eyes and see the houses? Always want to run to the white man. We can do it for ourselves. And if it's a handful, then God damn it, let's do it. You're trying to include the treaty people and the tribal government together. They're trying to do that down here in Pine Ridge. I put a stop to it all the time. You can't do that. But they're doing it. They keep trying. And I keep disrupting it. Now you got people fighting and say, we sold our Black Hills. Who sold it? Show us the title. Show us the bill of sale. We have to see that. These are the things that are in place in the eyes of the white man. That's why he wants signature all the time. But you never get his signature. He gives you a business card. You don't get his signature and the date he was giving it to you. My point, people. I understand the old dealers' way. I understand what the treaty council is way. I understand that. We made all of these approaches. All of them. There's a dialogue and description book out there surrounding the signing of the treaty, Fort Laramie, out there, somewhere. Oh, after he had it in his possession, he gave it to Frank's Futrell. They firebombed his house, burned it up. Evidence. So one man's conscience read that, saw that treaty was forged, got our people drunk, took them to the front and make them sign. We don't know how to fucking write. We don't even know how to put an X, man. That fucking white man did that. This is what we should be talking about. But instead, now I quote and unquote, if you don't want to be free and independent, stay the way you are and pass away. Because that's a slow death they're giving you. We, on the other hand, are fighting to remain free. And that's the power of what independence can do. I thank all of you that called in tonight on this show. It did get heated. They want people. They're all over the internet, people. Oh, it's all about money. All about money. He didn't like it that I said Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. I heard it come out of my little brother's mouth. He's mad. He's mad at something. Well, I'm mad at what I see. Down here, we got a kid on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, tribal government. He don't know nothing. If he did, he would have done it already. It's following the parentheses. All these parentheses are about white people. It's never about a people. But I close. I invite every one of you to come on the show of the Indigenous Voices of People tomorrow night, 7 to 9. The Indigenous Voices of People. Thank you all for contributing. Ishtat Chotcho, Bryce, Buck Scout's enemy, Rachel. Thank you, Oyate. Thank you for hosting us. We'll close the show on a song. We'll see you guys next week. We need to get more exposure of this and our song in closing. Hoka. Toka sila ya wakaya po wailo hey. Toka sila ya wakaya po wailo. Hey, 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 yo, walk hand, ya, 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 walk high up, oh, way low. Hey, 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 hoy. Toka sila, ya, walk high up, oh, way low. Hey, 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 hey. Toka sila, ya, walk high up, oh, way low. Hey, 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 yo. Walk has ya 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 walk hey up oh way low hey 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 oh toka shila ya walk hey up oh way low hey 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 toka shila ya walk hey up oh way low hey 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 oh. Walk hands, ya, 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 walk high up, oh, way low. Hey, 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 hoy. Toka shila, ya, walk high up, oh, way low. Hey, 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 hey. Toka shila, ya, walk high up, oh, way low. Hey, 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 hoy. Walk hands, ya, ya, ya. Walk high up, oh, way low. Hey, 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 oh. Toka shila, ya, walk high up, oh, way low. Hey, 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 hey. Toka shila, ya, walk high up, oh, way low. Hey, 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 oh. Walk hands, ya, walk high up, oh, way low. Hey, 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 oh. Toka shila ya walk high up oh way low hey 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 toka shila ya walk high up oh way low hey 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 oh walk ya 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 walk high up oh way low hey 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 oh. Toka shila ya walk high up oh way low. Hey 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 toka shila ya walk high up oh way low. Hey 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 oh walk high ya ya walk high up oh way low. Hey 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 oh. Toka shila ya walk high up oh way low. Hey 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 toka shila ya walk high up oh way low. Hey 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 oh walk hands ya 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 walk high up oh way low. Hey 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 oh. Good night people, take care and stay warm, and we'll see you all to next week on the Lakota Oyate Hours. This show is the most honorable and predictable show, and it's the only show with teeth that gets you filled up and gets your passion boiling so you can put a damper on what's destroying you within and without. And tune in tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People from 7 to 9. Call Chinupa, 605-517-2621. And I'll give you the phone number if you don't have it. Call me, 605-517-2621. Take care and have a great rest of the evening and stay warm. Wopilataka from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Hokahe and good night.